ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ, ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ, ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ, ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವಿಂ ಸರಸ್ವತಿಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಾಯಮುದೀರಯೇ ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಅಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ. ಭಗವತ್ಯುತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕೀ, ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ದೇವಕೀ ನಂದನಾಯ ಚ ನಂದಗೋಪಕುಮಾರಾಯ ಗೋವಿಂದಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ವೇರ್ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟು ಎಂಟೈಟಲ್ಡ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್, ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ನಂಬರ್ 6. ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಎಂಟೈಟಲ್ಡ್ ಕಾನ್ವರ್ಸೇಷನ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ನಾರದ ಆಂಡ್ ವ್ಯಾಸದೇವ್. ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ 17. ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ರಿಪೀಟ್. ಪ್ರೇಮಾತಿಭರ ನಿರ್ಭಿನ್ನ ಪುಲಕಾಂಗೋ ಅತಿನಿವೃತ್ತ ಆನಂದ ಸಂಪ್ಲವೇ ಲೀನೋ ನಾಪಶ್ಯಂ ಉಭಯಂ ಮುನೆ. ಪ್ರೇಮಾತಿಭರ ನಿರ್ಭಿನ್ನ ಪುಲಕಾಂಗೋತಿ ನಿವೃತ ಆನಂದ ಸಂಪ್ಲವೈಲೀನೋ ನಾಪಶ್ಯಮುಭಯಂ ಮುನೆ. ಪ್ರೇಮಾತಿಭರ ನಿರ್ಭಿನ್ನ ಪುಲಕಾಂಗೋತಿ ನಿವೃತ ಆನಂದ ಸಂಪ್ಲವೇ ಲೀನೋ ನಾಪಶ್ಯಮುಭಯಂ ಮುನೆ. ಪ್ರೇಮಾತಿಭರ ನಿರ್ಭಿನ್ನ ಪುಲಕಾಂಗೋತಿ ನಿವೃತ ಆನಂದ ಸಂಪ್ಲವೇ ಲೀನೋ ನಾಪಶ್ಯಂ ಉಭಯಂ ಮುನೆ. ಪ್ರಭುಜಿ, ಪ್ರೇಮಾತೀಭರ ನಿರ್ಭಿನ್ನ ಆನಂದ ಸಂಪ್ಲವೇ ಲೀನ ಪ್ರೇಮಾತೀಭರ ನಿರ್ಭಿನ್ನ ಆನಂದ ಸಂಪ್ಲವೇ ಲೀನೋ ನಾಪಶ್ಯಮುಭಯಂ ಮುನೆ. ಪ್ರೇಮಾತಿಭರ ನಿರ್ಭಿನ್ನ ಪುಲಕಾಂಗೋತಿ ನಿವೃತ ಆನಂದ ಸಂಪ್ಲವೇ ಲೀನೋ ನಾಪಶ್ಯಮುಭಯಂ ಮುನೆ. ಪ್ರೇಮಾತಿಭರ ನಿರ್ಭಿನ್ನ ಪುಲಕಾಂಗೋತಿ ನಿವೃತ ಆನಂದ ಸಂಪ್ಲವೇ ಲೀನೋ ಉಪಶ್ಯಮುಭಯಂ ಮುನೆ. ಪ್ರೇಮಾತಿಭರ ನಿರ್ಭಿನ್ನ కులకాంగోతి నివృత ప్రేమాతీభర నిర్భిన్న పులకాంగోతి నివృత ఆనంద సంప్లవే లీనో ప్రేమాతీభర నిర్భిన్న పులకాంగోతి నివృత ఆనంద సంప్లవే లీనో నా పశ్యము భయం మునే ప్రేమాతిభర సారీ ప్రేమ లవ్ అతిభర ఎక్సెసివ్ నిర్భిన్న ఎస్పెషలీ డిస్టింగ్విష్డ్ పులక ఫీలింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ హ్యాపీనెస్ అంగ డిఫరెంట్ బాడీలీ పార్ట్స్ అతి నివృత బీయింగ్ ఫుల్లీ ఓవర్వెల్మ్డ్ ఆనంద ఎక్స్టసీ సంప్లవే ఇన్ ద ఓషన్ ఆఫ్ లీన అబ్సార్బ్డ్ ఇన్ నాట్ అపశ్యం కుర్సీ ఉభయం బోత్ మునే ఓ వ్యాసదేవ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పర్ట్ బై జగద్గురు శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ కీ జాయ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ ఓ వ్యాసదేవ్ అట్ దట్ టైమ్ బీయింగ్ ఎక్సీడింగ్లీ ఓవర్ పవర్డ్ బై ఫీలింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ హ్యాపీనెస్ ఎవ్రీ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ మై బాడీ బికేమ్ సెపరేట్లీ ఎన్లైవన్డ్ బీయింగ్ అబ్సార్బ్డ్ ఇన్ అన్ ఓషన్ ఆఫ్ ఎక్స్టసీ I could see neither myself nor the Lord. I could not see. Yeah. In the book it says I could see, but it is right. Because he was so much overwhelmed that he just got, I think his vision got blurred, that he could not see neither myself nor the Lord. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Spiritual feelings of happiness and intense ecstasies have no mundane comparison. Therefore, it is very difficult to give expression to such feelings. We can just have a glimpse of such ecstasy in the words of Sri Narada Muni. Each and every part of the body or senses has its particular function. After seeing the Lord, all the senses become fully awakened to render service unto the Lord, because in the liberated state, the senses are fully efficient in serving the Lord. As such, in that transcendental ecstasy, it so happened that the senses became separately enlivened to serve the Lord. This being so, Narada Muni lost sight of both himself and the Lord simultaneously. Jai Shri Prabhupada. So let's repeat the translation. Please repeat after me. The translation. O Vyasadev, at that time, being exceedingly overpowered by feelings of happiness, every part of my body became separately enlivened. Being absorbed in an ocean of ecstasy, I could not see neither myself nor the Lord. Om Adnyana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Chalakya Chakshur Unmilitamyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeyaham Shri Guru Shri Utapadagamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagarajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan సహగణ లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ నమామి విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ పృష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతీ దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామినే గౌరత్విషే నమః హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీన బంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగి శ్రీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియ వాంచాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసది గౌర భక్త వృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే. సో ఇన్ దిస్ పర్పోర్ట్ అండ్ ఇన్ దిస్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ వర్డ్స్ వి సీ ద అవుట్కమ్ ఆఫ్ completely assimilating the knowledge given by the spiritual master. What happens when the disciple is taking the shelter of the spiritual master completely? He takes the knowledge and implements the knowledge. Not just that I have received the knowledge, I have received the mercy in the form of the remnants of these great devotees. And it is also mentioned that this Narada boy, he was initiated also. He got spiritual initiation. So someone may say that I have been initiated, I have received the knowledge, I have received the greatest of mercy. And I am only 5 years old, and recently the only person in the entire world who was taking care of me, the only relative, the only person who was there for me, has also been taken away by Krishna. The mother of this Narada boy, who is only 5 years old, has been bitten by a snake and she has passed away. So this boy, you see, he is only 5 years old. He has every excuse to say that I cannot continue. Or he has every excuse to say that I have already received mercy, I have got initiation from Bhakti Vedantist. Now, my job is done. And he has every excuse to be helpless and abandon everything. Just immerse himself in depression or sorrows of the world. And he has every excuse also to just, you know, enjoy this world in helpless state, saying that now I don't have any shelter, so I will do whatever I want. He has every reason to be whimsical. But rather, only this 5-year-old Narada boy is showing to the world by his own example that even though I am in such a biggest of distress, such a calamity has come upon me, but how I am responding to that is by remembering what knowledge has been given to me by my spiritual masters. So that is the sign of the ideal disciple. How should be, you know, the ideal disciple? He should not be just learned, not just be, you know, that I received mercy from my spiritual master and now the job is done. Then, you know, that is not the complete fulfillment of one's spiritual journey. The journey is complete when you, all of us can say this verse that, you know, that one day we saw Krishna face to face and he was so beautiful and my body was filled with Krishna's love. And that is the fulfillment of our spiritual journey. So we must understand that when the disciple is showing these qualities of surrender, of complete dependence on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this 5-year-old boy is walking in the forest. because he wants to implement what he has achieved in the form of knowledge. So only gaining the knowledge, only speaking big words, only knowing Sanskrit, only knowing or reading the Shastras is not sufficient. That's what we understand from this. So I was remembering that the pastime of Roma Harshana Sutta. So in that episode, we see that when the war of Kurukshetra was declared, Balramji, he was not in the favor that this war should happen. So Balram decided that I just want to go on a pilgrimage, because he favored both Pandavas and Kauravas equally, because Duryodhan was his student. So he thought, why they are, you know, engaging in such a fight, even though they are cousins. So he left for pilgrimage and he went to different holy places. Towards the end, he came to this same, you know, assembly of the sages in Naimisharanya. At that time, when everyone saw Lord Balram, seeing him as non-different than the Lord Krishna himself, he is the second body of the Lord, he is the Adi Guru, the spiritual master of the entire creation, Lord Balram. Everyone bowed down, everyone got up in respect. But there was this person who was sitting on the Vyasasan, Roma Harshan Sutta. He did not pay any heed. He did not even get up. You know, he did not pay any obeisances. That time, Lord Balram, he says this verse. Rishir Bhagavato Bhutva Shisho Ditya Bahunicha Saitihasa Puranani Dharma Shastrani Sarvashaha. So he says that this person, Roma Harshana, he is Rishir Bhagavato Bhutva Shishya. He is the disciple of Vyasadeva. He is the disciple of such a great divine sage Vyasa. Not only that, but he has also Shishya Aditya Bahunicha. He is learned. He has thoroughly learnt many scriptures from him, including the law books of religious duties and the epic histories and Puranas. So he was learned. And he was the disciple of the greatest of spiritual masters. You know, Vyasadeva, he is Krishna's literary incarnation. He is Krishna's incarnation. So, you know, the greatest of spiritual master. He had great spiritual master. At the same time, he learned also all the Shastras. But Adantasya Avinitasya Vritha Panditamaninaha. But all this study has not produced any good qualities in him. Rather, na gunaya bhavanti sma natasye vajitatmanaha. Rather, this person, all his studies of scriptures is like an actor studying for his part. For he is not self-controlled. He is, you know, adantasya, not self-controlled. And avinitasya, not humble also. And vainly presumes himself as a scholarly authority. Though he has failed to conquer his own mind. See, so this is the criticism, very strong criticism by Lord Balram. And he is criticizing the person who has been elected by these sages to sit on the Vyasasana and give the, you know, big classes. So he is saying that person has not produced any good qualities, even though he has all the knowledge, he has a great spiritual master. So, in this context I was searching, Srila Prabhupada also mentions that the guru may be perfect, the message may be perfect, but the disciple also has to be equally qualified. And the disciple has to assimilate the knowledge. You know, it is said, tad viddhi pranipatena. That's why Krishna says, go to the spiritual master and inquire from him about the spiritual subject matter, pranipatena, with humble, submissive attitude. You should be humble, you should be submissive. Pariprashnena sevaya upadekshanti tadjnanam jnaninas tattvadarshinaha. Then they will give you all the knowledge. And one very important aspect is, Krishna doesn't say that only gain the knowledge. Krishna also says, Tad Vidhi Pranipatena Pariprashnena Sevaya. That is very important, to perform devotional service. Seva. Not just getting the knowledge, and in, when the time comes to implement, you say that, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm busy right now. Like sometimes, you know, some senior devotee may come to you and say, oh, we need this to be done. This service is very important. And it's the time of need. Can you please do this? But that time we say that, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm busy. So that is like, the knowledge may be there, but the implementation is equally important. So the disciples have to be also equally qualified, and they have to implement the knowledge. Only gaining the knowledge is not our aim. That's not the business. So Srila Prabhupada, he also mentioned a very important point. He said that the spiritual master is equally merciful to all the disciples. Sometimes we see that there may be one or a few disciples who are prominent and they shine, and it appears that the spiritual master is favoring those disciples. But we should see that it is only based on their sincerity, based on their surrender, that they are also getting the mercy. But when it comes to giving the knowledge and giving the mercy, the spiritual master is equally merciful to all his disciples. He sees everyone as his own, you know, students, as his own children, that he always wants all of them to be, you know, elevated spiritually, and he wants all of them to be happy. So in this regard, there is a beautiful pastime of Srila Prabhupada. One time, Srila Prabhupada was giving darshan to all the people in general, that the devotees of a temple. And at that time, Tamal Krishna Maharaj was sitting next to Srila Prabhupada. And that time he was Tamal Krishna Brahmachari. That time only a 12-year-old boy sitting on the audience, he said that, Srila Prabhupada, how is it that you are so merciful to Tamal? That time Srila Prabhupada, everyone laughed in the beginning, because Tamal Krishna Maharaj, you know, he did so much of service and he was like the shining person that time. So Srila Prabhupada also laughed, and then he became serious, and then he said, no, actually I am merciful to everyone. And then he said, just like the sun, he is giving his sunshine to everyone. Everyone can come and bathe in the sunshine of the sun. He is equally disposed to everyone. But what to do if a person locks himself in his house and deliberately he closes all the windows and curtains and all the doors, and then he complains that I'm not getting any sunshine. What is the use? So in, you know, the essence is that Srila Prabhupada is saying that the disciple's job is to assimilate the knowledge that is given by the spiritual master. So the process of hearing is the most important, as we know that it is stressed in the shastras everywhere. Hear, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. First hear the knowledge very, very attentively. So in this regard, Srila Prabhupada said, real hearing means the sincere desire to put it into practice to the best of one's ability. Only hearing, and you know, hearing from one ear and leaving from the other, will not produce any effect. So Srila Prabhupada, he used to say that, what is the proof that you have heard the knowledge properly? Then there has to be change of heart and cultivation of divine qualities. So the qualities must come out. Like if a Vaishnava is advanced, if a devotee has been practicing this path for years and years and years, then how to understand you know, how nicely he has assimilated the mercy and the knowledge coming from the spiritual master. So Srila Prabhupada said, a Vaishnava means his divine qualities. So I was reading the purport on this regard from Vedabhyas. So there are the qualities like humility, compassion, service attitude. They should manifest naturally from the disciple. So that is the like the sign of one's advancement. So in this regard, there is a pastime when Ramanujacharya was asked once by his very young disciple, Parashar Bhatt. He asked, Guru Maharaj, who is a Vaishnava? How to understand who is a Vaishnava? So that time, Ramanujacharya said that you go to Tirumala and you will find Ananta Acharya there and you go and ask him. So that time, Ramanujacharya could have said, you know, Vaishnava means these qualities. He could have said, Titikshava Karunika Suruda Sarvadehinam. You know, these qualities given in the third canto by Kapil. That Ajata Shatrava Shantaha Sadhavaha Sadhu Bhushanam. So he is, you know, the symptoms of a sadhu are that he is tolerant, Titikshava. Karunika, he is merciful. And friendly to all living entities, Suruda Sarvadehinam. Ajata Shatravaha. That means he has no enemies. Shantaha, he is very, very peaceful. And Sadhavaha, that means he abides by the scriptures. So in this regard, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada also mentions that abiding by the scriptures also means that implementing the knowledge that you are getting from the scriptures, implementing the knowledge one is getting from the spiritual master and all the senior Vaishnavas. Sadhavaha sadhu bhushanaha, and all his characteristics are sublime. That is a Vaishnava. So, he could have said that these are the qualities of Vaishnava, but Ramanujacharya wanted him to learn practically. So he said, you go and find Anantacharya in Tirumala. So he went and told that our Guru Maharaj has sent me and I want to know who is a Vaishnava, how to identify who is a Vaishnava. So that time Anantacharya heard the question and he just walked away. You know, he did not pay any much heed. So this person, Parashar Bhatt, started to stay in that community. And, you know, one time when he came to the Prasadam hall, so Anantacharya said that you should not sit here. You go and find some other place and sit somewhere else. So he, you know, humbly went some other place and he started to eat. Then someone else came and he said, oh, you're not supposed to sit here. Go somewhere away and sit. You know, you can see that somebody is just about to take prasad and you are being kind of, you know, unpleasantly given this kind of treatment. Naturally, somebody may feel that, you know who I am? I am Parashar Bhatta. I am son of Quraysh. He was the son of Quraysh, who was the one of the greatest disciples of Ramanujacharya. That is the tendency. You know who I am? You know how much learned I am? But he was never saying that. He was so humble. He was like, okay, he just picked up his plate and went somewhere else. And this kind of treatment he was getting from all the people, you know, deliberately. And then he was always, you know, titikshava, tolerant. And then, after so many days, he was always asking, please give me that answer. I'm so eager to know the answer of this question. Who is a Vaishnava? How can I find who is a Vaishnava? So finally, one day, Anantacharya, he became very pleased that you have such divine qualities. So he said that today I can give you the knowledge. I will tell you who is a Vaishnava. So he says, a Vaishnava means four things. He says, a Vaishnava is like a crane, bird. You know, the crane, they stand in the water, the running water, they stand. And they want to get a fish. But they're very tolerant. They're just waiting. You know, sometimes, many times the small fishes pass by. And then when the small fishes go safely to the other side, the medium-sized fishes also think that, oh, it is safe. So they also go. But still, this person, this crane, is waiting for the right moment. And when the big fish also thinks that, oh, everyone is able to go, pass by, I also can go. But when the big fish goes, then this crane attacks and gets the big fish. So he said that a Vaishnava is like a crane. That means in the life of a devotee, always the illusory energy of the Lord will send small, you know, allurements. Always something will happen, some problems will come. Always, you know, this problem, that problem, sometimes allurement will come. You know, there will be so many facilities created by Maya of so-called foolish material enjoyment. People will start to call you, oh, you are a Pandit, oh, you are such a great devotee, even in, you know, neophyte stage. But the great, the intelligent person will not entertain such things. He will just remain tolerant until the big fish comes on the way. That is like the service of the Lord. You know, getting the mercy of the spiritual master or getting an opportunity to serve the devotees of the Lord. That is like getting the, that is like the real thing. So, that is like, he gives that one example. Then he says, a Vaishnava, the second quality, a Vaishnava means he is like a hen. So he did not understand Parashar, but said, please elaborate. So he says that the hen, you know, you will find they're always looking something in the trash. And the hen will pick up only the important thing from the heap of trash. So he says that just like the hen, a devotee, a real Vaishnava, will pick only the good qualities from every situation, from every person, from every circumstance. Only take the essence, only take the, you know, something that is related to Krishna. So that is the second quality of a true Vaishnava. And then third, he said, a Vaishnava is like a salt. So he said, please elaborate, I don't understand. So this Anantacharya explained that salt is always required in any preparation, but no one praises the salt. No one said that, wow, what a salt that you made today. Everyone says, what a khichdi. Everyone says, what a sabji. You know, what a pulao, what amazing rice. No one praises salt, but if salt is missing, then the preparation has no meaning, right? So that is the third quality of a real Vaishnava. He is always acting, you know, he's serving the spiritual master, but without any ulterior motive that I want to be famous, I want to be a superstar, you know, I want everyone to call me that I'm a great devotee. And then fourth, he says that a true Vaishnava is like you. That is the fourth way how to understand a Vaishnava. Just like we all treated you in so unpleasant ways, we, you know, sometimes humiliated you, did not give you enough respect, even though you are such a, you know, son of such a great person, Kuresh, who did so much of service and sacrifices to our spiritual master, because Kuresh was also the disciple of Ramanujacharya. But still, we did not give you any respect and you did not care. So a true Vaishnava is like yourself. So we see that when someone is behaving like that, then naturally the heart of the spiritual master will melt for that person. When someone is serving the spiritual master year after year, you know, so many years he is serving without expecting anything in return, then the spiritual master always knows the heart of the disciple. At the time of initiation, it is said that there is a permanent connection that is established between the disciple and the spiritual master. So the spiritual master knows the level of the disciple. It is not that, oh, my spiritual master is not here, so I can do any nonsense that I want. It is not really the case. Srila Prabhupada, he mentions in one of the purports that the ways in which a spiritual master raises his disciples, how he raises the disciples. So there are three ways Srila Prabhupada mentions that the spiritual master, sometimes he may give personal association to the disciple. It's just like the blessings given to the disciple in the form of personal association. So it is like the birds, sometimes they lay their eggs and the birds, they sit on the eggs. So by the touch, by the personal touch, you know, the eggs get the warmth and they hatch. So that is one of the ways, that is by touch. The second way is by glance. The fishes, they lay their eggs and they only stare at those eggs. Only they, you know, stare, and just by that glance, the eggs hatch. So that is the second way the spiritual master may give the blessings and empowerment to the disciple in the form of his merciful glance. And the third is the most important one for all of us. The third one is by meditation. The spiritual master may give blessings, may give empowerment to all the disciples just by meditation. Just like I said, there is a connection already established. So the spiritual master, who is, you know, like the associate of Lord Krishna, he is the representative of Lord Balaram, so he can understand. So that is just like a tortoise. The tortoise, you know what they do? They lay their eggs on the shore of the sea, of the ocean. And then the tortoise goes in the ocean and he simply meditates that there are my eggs on the shore. And simply by the meditation, those eggs hatch. They get the empowerment. So, in that context, Srila Prabhupada mentions that the spiritual master also gives the empowerment by meditation. That he remembers, oh, there is my beautiful disciple who is serving Lord Krishna in such great way in Los Angeles. He is somewhere there. And I know he is doing this. That is like the meditation from the spiritual master. And this way, the mercy can come. So we know our dear Srila Prabhupada, he is like the commander-in-chief. He is associate of Lord Chaitanya, who has been sent here for preaching this message of Lord Krishna all over the world. So even though we may think that Srila Prabhupada is not here with us, but wherever he is in the spiritual world, you know, he knows who is doing what. He knows, you know, how much nicely we are serving. He knows the heart of his disciples, his grand disciples, and the people who are sincere, they will definitely get the mercy. So that is the point, that today's verse, we see that when a person is completely taking the shelter of the spiritual master and implementing the knowledge given to him, assimilating it and putting it in the practice, not by his own whimsical way, but by the process given to him by the spiritual master, then the result is right there in front of all of us. So being exceedingly overpowered by feelings of happiness, every part of this Narada boy's body became separately enlivened. He became, you know, so much enlivened that he saw the Lord face to face. Completely, you know. And then being absorbed in an ocean of ecstasy, I could not see neither myself nor the Lord. So sometimes it's like in India there are these big ants, right? The ants are always searching for sugar, something sweet. And sometimes you find that one ant may get a huge block of sugar and the ant is carrying it. And sometimes you see that huge block. And one day I was actually observing that. And that ant was eating and eating the sugar. That huge block he had got. And then I was observing that this ant was not even able to walk properly. So he was walking just like a drunkard person, like this. And it is like that. When someone will receive the mercy of the Lord, then your senses will be completely filled with ecstasy. That is the completely transcendental stage when you will meet the Lord, when you can talk with the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada, I think he one time also said that by the process of Krishna consciousness, you can talk with the Lord, you can dance with the Lord. You know, that is our process, that we are personalists. We can really associate with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then our senses will become completely spiritual. And that will be the perfection of our life. So I'll stop here. Anybody has any questions or comments? Prema Sankirtana, Prabhu.
Thank you for a very nice class. You mentioned about these three kind of relationship, what spiritual master can have with his disciple. So is it also this kind of relationship is in terms of your relationship with initiated spiritual master or also maybe your Shiksha Guru? Both side, both kind of spiritual master. And also, is it in the terms of, you know, I'm not direct disciple of Srila Prabhupada, but I try to be his grand disciple. I'm not disciple, I try.
Okay.
So is it in the terms of your like grandfather, guru, same okay. kind of relationship you can have it? These three kind of...
Okay, so...
At least not first one, because I never met Prabhupada, but second, third one.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be like the official initiation to receive mercy. So only if you are talking about getting the mercy from a devotee, it doesn't have to be official initiation, because you can get mercy from any great Vaishnava just by serving him, you know, by being humble and being assistant to him, you can get the mercy. Just like we have Amal Bhakta Maharaj here, and sometimes I serve him as much as I can, and he is happy, sometimes he gives me a hug. That's like getting mercy from a Vaishnava. So for receiving mercy, doesn't have to be official initiation, but these three aspects given by Srila Prabhupada, it is based on the actual initiation. Like when there is a official initiation, that time you are connected with the spiritual master. It is also said that the minds of the spiritual master and the disciple, they are connected. They get, you know, in line. So that's why the spiritual master knows the heart of the disciple. And you see this in many pastimes of Srila Prabhupada, that sometimes Srila Prabhupada gave someone knowledge even before he asked the question, because he knew what he was coming up. There was one person, he was a very great devotee and he was like a very, you know, powerful leader that time. So, but at that time he was also feeling very proud that I'm doing so much service. And I'm also, like a great leader. And he was developing pride. So one time at night, 1 o'clock, Srila Prabhupada asked his servant, go bring that person. And then that servant went. He brought the person. And then Srila Prabhupada said, what you were doing? And this person said, Prabhupada, it's 1 o'clock in the night. I was sleeping. Srila Prabhupada said, why were you sleeping? Then he said, Prabhupada, because I did so much service all day and I was feeling tired. Srila Prabhupada said, so I also worked all day hard. I'm not sleeping. And then this person said, Prabhupada, how can I serve you? Then he said, Prabhupada still was chastising. And then this person was thinking, why am I being chastised? Then Prabhupada said, finally this person said, Srila Prabhupada, please tell me what should I do right now? Srila Prabhupada said, go and sleep. So this person did not understand anything. Why Srila Prabhupada called me, I don't know. And why he was chastising me, I don't know. And then at the end he said, go to sleep, which I was already doing. And then this person, you know, he was later on sharing with all of them. And then he said that I was feeling very proud. In those days, I was feeling very proud in my heart. And then after that incident, I became super humble. So, you never know. And one time, you know, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, along with all the newly initiated sannyas disciples, they all went to see Srila Prabhupada. And they wanted to ask Srila Prabhupada that, oh, now we have received sannyas, so can we stay at one holy place like Mayapur or Vrindavan and study the scriptures, and, you know, like a sannyasi, can we live like a, you know, like read the scriptures, stay at a holy place? Even before they asked the question, Srila Prabhupada started to speak with the people who were already in the room. He started to speak that, look at me, that I am not so old, but that when I will be completely old, when my senses will be, you know, very old and I cannot even walk, that will be the day I will stop preaching. Until that day, I will not stop preaching. And that is the aim of sannyas. So Srila Prabhupada was mentioning that when you are a sannyasi, you preach. And you go on preaching. And I will not, you know, stop until that moment. So these newly initiated, they were like in 20s and 30s, very, very young sannyasis. They thought, if he is not saying that he is old, even though he is in 70s, then how can we stay at one place? And so that was, Srila Prabhupada, many, many times he gave the answer to people even before they asked. And pertaining to your question, the disciple, mostly if the disciple is the official, then the spiritual master has this connection. And even without the official initiation, the mercy of Vaishnava is always flowing in these three ways. For example, Yamunacharya, who was very prominent leader from Sri Sampradaya, Yamunacharya one time, while walking, he saw that this effulgent boy, Ramanuja, when Ramanujacharya was just a very young boy, he saw that he is so great, but why is he serving, why is he learning the scriptures under the direction of Yadavacharya, who is a Mayavadi? So he felt such a compassion, and then he went somewhere else, and then he was meditating on Ramanujacharya. This boy I saw long back, he is such a great effulgent person. He can become a leader. He can become an acharya. But he is wasting his time by the company of Yadav Prakash. And you see, just by that meditation, it's a beautiful pastime. You see that just by meditation, this Ramanujacharya also, he later on became prominent acharya in Sri Sampradaya. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.